The herpes virus is not one, but rather a family of over 100 viruses, of which 8 only attack humans. While many differences exist between families and subfamilies, the herpes virion shares a similar structure across its taxonomy. The herpes virus is structured to be an efficient human cell invader. At its core, a herpes virion contains double-stranded DNA, with about 1 to 200 genes. The DNA is housed in a protein structure called a capsid, a sort of viral nucleus. Outside another protein layer, the tegument contains viral protein and RNA molecules. The viral envelope is made of a lipid bilayer with numerous glycoproteins on its surface. These play an important role in allowing the virus to gain entry into human cells. Glycoproteins bind with cell surface receptors, allowing the herpes virion to fuse with the cell surface and transfer its contents into the cytoplasm. Once in the cytoplasm, the viral DNA enters the nucleus. For reasons not fully known, herpes sometimes enters a dormant phase in which it is happy to let normal cell function and replication proceed. In this lysogenic phase, the human cell does the heavy lifting, while the virus replicates along with the cell. At any point, a lysogenic state can convert into a lytic state, causing cell lysis or rupture. In other cases, herpes directly enters a symptomatic lytic phase, where the viral DNA overtakes cell machinery to transcribe mRNA molecules. As a result, the cell mass produces viral nucleocapsids, proteins, and DNA. The viral load in the cytoplasm grows until cell lysis or rupture occurs. The freed herpes virus particles can then go on to infect additional cells. Herpes grows in the body in both the lysogenic and lytic states. This ability to remain dormant has been a major contributor in its 200 million year success story.